Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Watch out. Be careful never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live, and be sure to pass them on to your children and grandchildren. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was preparing the people of Israel for their entry into the Promised Land. What they were about to experience was something entirely different from the many years that they'd spent in the wilderness. They would be able to settle down and enjoy food and drink. It would be a land truly flowing with milk and honey, but they would also face obstacles, enormous obstacles. The people who lived in Canaan were not going to welcome them with open arms. Moses sought to equip them for this experience, and at the heart of his message was their need to remember their history. They had incredible experiences of God's provision in the 40 years since they'd left Egypt, and they needed to keep reminding themselves of all that he had done. More than that, they needed to tell their children and their grandchildren about it too. It's interesting how often the Bible addresses the issue of forgetting. It clearly isn't a new problem. Moses could foresee that people would quickly get involved in their new way of life in the Promised Land, and the memory of the wilderness years would be lost. So he took careful steps to ensure they kept remembering all that God had done. We may often find ourselves in exactly the same place. Life is so full and challenging that it's the easiest thing in the world to forget how God has blessed us. The best answer to this is to keep sharing our testimony and listening to the testimonies of others. We've all experienced times of sadness, bereavement, success, and new birth. Through all of this, God has been faithful to us and given us the strength to carry on. We strengthen one another by sharing what God has done. Let me ask you a question. What have been some of the key moments in your own Christian life that you need to keep remembering? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for all the ways in which you've blessed our lives. May we never forget the ways in which you have strengthened us. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.